Okay, continuing in Unit 10, Lesson 2, let's discuss the changes in the real wage. What happens if there is an increase in the real wage? Let's see, there's two effects, right? There's a substitution effect, which is an increase in the real wage, which means that the leisure has become relatively more expensive, right? So you have to give up more consumption goods to get an hour of leisure time. So if leisure becomes more expensive, right, you're substituting that out with more consumption of goods. That is to substitute from leisure to consumption. This effect predicts that the quantity of labor supplied will increase because more people are moving to consumption. There is an income effect as well. An increase in the real wage makes the individual richer. Remember that we can think of income as equaling 24 times the real wage. In response to higher income, we expect to see the household increase its consumption of goods and services and also increase its consumption of leisure. The effect predicts that the quantity of labor supplied will decrease in the income effect. Putting these predictions together, we must conclude then that we do not know what will happen to the quantity of labor supplied when the real wage increases. On the other hand, higher real wages make it attractive to work more since you can get more goods and services for each hour of time that you give up, hence the substitution effect. On the other hand, you can get the same amount of consumption goods with less effort, which makes it attractive to work less, which is the income effect, right? So there's a multiplier on the income effect, right? So I can make more money through the income effect, right? Which means I'll be able to work less and consume just as much, if not more. If the substitution effect is stronger, the labor supply curve has the standard shape. It slopes upward. The response of the quantity of labor supplied to the real wage depends on both an income effect and a substitution effect. When the substitution effect is larger than the income effect, the supply curve has the normal upward sloping shape as well. So in the end, the shape of the labor supply curve is an empirical question. We can answer it only by going through the data. As you might be able to guess, it turns out to be a difficult question to answer once we start dealing with the complexities of different kinds of labor. The view of most economists who have studied labor supply is that the real wages are higher. If the wages are higher, that leads to a greater quantity of labor supplied, but the effect is not very strong. On the other hand, the income effect almost cancels out the substitution effect. This means that the labor supply curve slopes upward, but it is quite steep because we are working less hours, but for the same amount of money, if not more.